Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Blue Jays From Away podcast, episode 54.
Got this force coming through in my blood, in my veins, it's a current of love.
Today on the podcast, we bring you interviews with New Hampshire Fisher Cats pitchers Jeremy Gabariski, Chris Smith, and Murphy Smith. So sit back, ladies and gentlemen, take a listen, and get your Blue Jays on. It's the Blue Jays From Away podcast. Welcome back to the Blue Jays From Away podcast. We are brought to you by the 2016 Toronto Blue Jays Minor League Handbook and the premium content section of Blue Jays From Away. This year's edition features profiles of over 200 players in the Toronto Blue Jays organization while giving you all of the information you need to follow the Blue Jays minor leaguers in action. The premium content section has photos, videos, and scouting reports to supplement the profiles. The 2016 Toronto Blue Jays Minor League Handbook and the Blue Jays From Away premium content section. We've got you covered. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm joined by Jeremy Gabariski, pitcher for the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So here's the question. It's, you know, it's 2016. Last time we talked, I think you were in Lansing, and now you're here in New Hampshire. So tell me, what's different?
I guess my mechanics and everything in my game since Lansing evolved a little bit more. I guess that's why I'm here in AA and doing decent right now. But besides that, everything's about the same. I'd say probably the mechanics and everything like that. It's upgraded, I guess.
So what about the mechanics are different?
It's just staying on my backside a little longer, and it's just like little tweaks here and there that we've done over the last 2 years. I've been with Vince for 3 years now, and we've worked on stuff over the last 3 years. All my pitches have gotten a little better, and I think that all has to do with Vince and all the work that we do on our sides.
So is it a comfort level to have Vince as the pitching coach here in New Hampshire when you had worked with him before, I guess, both in Lansing and in Dunedin?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I've had him, like you said, in Lansing and Dunedin. And we know each other in and out. We know when something's wrong, what he's thinking, what I'm thinking. And it's really comfortable.
Now, you say the mechanics have changed. And has your approach changed as well when you're out there on the mound?
Yes and no. I would think in Lansing, I guess I was a little more trying to figure out who I was. And now that I know who I am, I guess it's just, here's my game. I go after the hitters and, I mean, go get them and just get them as many innings as I can.
So who are you?
Ground ball pitcher. Going to pound the strike zone. A command of my slider and my changeup. And I can go in, go up, go down. I can throw the ball wherever I want for the most part. That area of command needs to get a little bit better, but I think it's going in the right direction so far.
Well, it's interesting you mention that, because that was the one thing that really impressed me when I saw you in spring training this year, is that you were really going to all four corners of the plate, rather than obviously staying in the middle, but you were hitting inside, outside, up, down, changing the eye level of the hitter, as well as going in and out. And is that something you found has been getting more refined as you have been working?
Oh, for sure. I think... like I said, after you find who you are and you know what you got to do to get hitters out, you just start refining those little bitty command issues, like in your bullpens and everything like that, and going into the game. And you got to do it. Either you can or you can't. And I think that's helped me out through the last couple of years.
And how are you enjoying pitching in the Eastern League in particular, and also here in Manchester, New Hampshire?
It's nice. It's just upgraded to the Lansing, a little more. It's about the same size stadium, but the city's a little bigger. There's a couple more fans here, and the field's in great shape. The mound's always in good shape, and I like the atmosphere. I like it here.
Now, do you have any goals for the season? That we're obviously middle of June, so we've had a chance to get comfortable and get about, you know, 10 starts or so under your belt. Any goals for the rest of the season?
I think my goal, end year goal, is probably to get closer, as close as I can to 180 innings. So I got to start creeping up a little, averaging around 7. Right now I'm averaging about six innings a start. Trying to keep the runs to a minimum. I found that every outing I give up some runs here and there, but as long as it doesn't get out of hand, I'll be all right. And obviously the goal is to get to the big leagues by the end of the year. So we'll see if that happens. I just got to keep going.
Obviously, you guys follow the Jays in the clubhouse, and is there anything that you see in those games? And now that you're in Double A and you've spent a couple months here, you see like maybe there isn't such a big difference between that and what I'm doing right now.
Yes and no. The hitters are a little more selective. They got more of a straight approach of what they want to do with the ball. And the hitters, I mean, they do the same thing we have to do here. We got to keep the ball down. We got to throw it down in a way. We got to go in and out. And basically just command the strike zone. Keep the ball down, you're okay. That's the same everywhere. You get the ball up, they hit it a long way. I mean, it's in the big leagues, that's here, that's everywhere. So there are some similarities to that aspect, but some of the other ones are, I mean, the approaches are a little different. Routines and everything are the same, but I think the hitters have a different approach in the big leagues.
All right, best of luck the rest of the season, rest of the way, and thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you, thanks for having me.
White and cold, then you raise up your hands.
Welcome to the Blue Jays From Away podcast. I'm joined by Chris Smith, pitcher for the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. Welcome, Chris.
Hi, glad to be here.
Chris, this is your first full year with the Blue Jays organization. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about how you got here?
I don't want to take up all your time. It's been kind of a long route, but needless to say, I'm very happy to be with the organization. You know, they treat me well. Came from independent ball, straight out of college. Didn't pitch in college very much. And then actually been released a couple times in independent ball. And then finally caught a breakout in a thing called the Pecos League, which is a kind of a lower end, I guess, indie league, which got me back into the independent league that actually released me. And then did well for that team. And actually I went to Australia and played winter ball over there. Had success there, ended up earning a contract with the New York Yankees. The Yankees gave me my first experience with affiliated baseball and taught me how to be a pro and the whole thing. And they unfortunately just didn't work out with the third year with them. And I was fortunate enough to catch on with the Blue Jays whenever all the trade acquisitions and stuff like that happened last year. And then I actually was able to get re-signed right before I went and played winter ball in Puerto Rico this year. So it's been awesome, though. It's an awesome organization. I'm very happy to be here.
Now, from what I could tell, obviously you're somewhat of a different pitcher now than you were when you were first kicking around the independent leagues. And so obviously there's got to be something that's a little bit different for you to have been having the success you've had.
Yeah, in any ball, I ended up becoming a starter. I did a lot of wear and tear on my arm. In 1 year, I threw like 230 innings. So, I mean, that was a pretty big astronomical jump for me. From the year in 2011, I threw 50. In 2012, I got all the way up to 230. So, but I showed up to camp my first year with the Yankees with a stress fracture. And then I missed the entire season. So that kind of might have been a little bit of a blessing in disguise, honestly, because, I mean, I've been playing baseball since I was 4 years old. And then after that, you know, they put me in the bullpen and been kind of working on my workout routines and I guess get a little bit more adrenaline coming out of the pen. And I just try to stay healthy, you know, staying on top of things. And fortunately, it's been working out for me.
Now, the training staff here in New Hampshire is actually generally considered to be one of the best in the Eastern League.
What is, like, Bob Tarpey and the guys here, what have they been able to do for you?
Tarpey's awesome, you know, like, he's very, it's very easy to be open with him, you know, like, if you're sore or something, then, you know, he's there to help you out. But at the same time, like, I got in a pretty good arm routine with the Yankees, and then once I came here, you know, I'm a little bit of an older guy, so they allowed me to kind of continue what was working for me. And like I said, Tarp has been awesome, you know, like, if I ever need anything, you know, he's always on it. But at the same time, you know, maintaining the arm strengthening throughout the outings and everything is definitely a huge reason why I'm A, staying healthy, and B, maybe the velo and everything's been going up.
So you say the velo's been going up. We saw you tonight around 95, 96. Where is that? Where you're normally sitting?
This year, which is it's very encouraging. I mean, I think last year, you know, I was maybe topping 94, maybe hitting a 95 every now and then. But I think I went down and played winter ball this year, and I basically threw year round, and it was. I don't know. I feel like my arm's just kind of been in mid-season form this year. And at the same time, I just staying on top of things and workout routines and all those things has just kind of been helping me in general.
Now, when someone, you know, has to go through as much as you have, just getting to this level, mm-hmm. obviously there's got to be either something in the back of your head that says, you know what, I belong here, or you've got a really good support network. And what's really helped you get to this point?
Yeah, I mean, without the support of my family back home, there's no chance I'd be in the position I am right now. You know, like, there's been a few times where the whole hanging it up was definitely crossed my mind, especially probably the second time I got released from independent ball. I mean, it was a pretty tough go around, but you know, I've had a great support system back home with teammates, family, just, you know. And like, even last year when I got released by the Yankees, it was kind of heartbreaking, because I was like, you know, I was 26 at the time, and I'm like, man, you know, like, who's going to pick up a 26-year-old that has mostly high experience? That's why I'm just absolutely ecstatic to be with the organization, give me a shot to kind of showcase my abilities. And but like you said, the support system has just been phenomenal at home. Like, my mom and dad just carried me along the way. You know, they're there emotionally, you know, like, they're, as you know, the season's a roller coaster. So talking to them, you know, when I have a good outing, it's always good. But then, you know, you have those therapy sessions too, talking to them, and but they do a great job, and without them, I just, like I said, I wouldn't be in the position I am.
Now, you're pitching as part of possibly one of the best bullpens in the league, and you know, there are several guys who have ERAs under two, and even a couple, like Murphy Smith has an ERA under one, mm-hmm. and you guys are going out there night after night and really doing a heck of a job. What's the chemistry like in the bullpen? You know, how do you guys keep each other loose, at least whatever you can share with us, because I'm sure not everything is PG. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what's the chemistry like in the bullpen and among the guys on the pitching staff here?
It's awesome. I mean, to be honest, like, this is probably the most fun I've ever had playing baseball. The group of guys we have here are just, they're phenomenal. You know, everybody's rooting for each other. Every time somebody goes out there, we just we're absolutely ecstatic to see success, you know, because, like you said, I mean, we're all on a really good streak, I mean, pitching-wise, and we just kind of feed off each other, you know, and asking questions like, hey, what'd you do to this guy the night before? How's that going to help me tonight, you know? And but it's cool because, like, you have all kinds of different dynamics in our pen, you know. You got some lefty specialists. You got Will, who's got that funky delivery that's been doing awesome as our closer. And then, I mean, like you said, Murphy Smith has just been throwing lights out. And Danny Barnes even coming in. It's just, I can go down the list, you know. And it's fun because, like you said, we're all friends and we're all rooting for each other. And I think that makes it easy night in and night out to go out and just even be at the game with each other. So,
all right. So who's the funniest guy in the bullpen?
Funniest guy in the bullpen. Jason Birkin is definitely a class act, but also he's got some antics that kind of keep the bullpen very loose down there. So it's always fun to have him down there and joke around with us. I mean, he's a little bit of an older guy as well, but yeah, I'd say he's kind of the most jokester with us.
All right, and what do you do when you get away from the ballpark just to relax and you know, maybe even get away from baseball?
Yeah, I mean, most of the time, you know, I go home and just kind of relax. You know, like, it's pretty much Groundhog Day every day. And you take advantage of the off days to sleep in a little bit more. grab some good meals, you know. I'm trying to, like, it's a big thing is being healthy, too, is getting your rest in. I get to hang out with my girlfriend, too, because she's pretty close, so that kind of helps as well. But other than that, I'm pretty much, you're relaxing, you're playing video games, I guess, with your buddies. But that's kind of what we do.
All right, and if you have anything you want to accomplish this year, what is that?
I just want to do well wherever I'm at. You know, whatever opportunities that come, you know, the rest will kind of take care of itself. If anything, the Yankees organization taught me it's control what you can control. And I think just coming to the ballpark every day with a good attitude and then just trying to do well wherever you're at. Every day trying to get better, that'll be kind of my main thing. That's going to help me accomplish goals that I want to, but just focusing on the now.
All right, well, we wish you all the best in accomplishing those goals. That's Chris Smith of the New Hampshire Fishercats.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Welcome back to the Blue Jays From Away podcast. I'm joined by pitcher for the New Hampshire Fishercats, Murphy Smith. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks. Good beer.
So let's talk a little bit about the last few days for the Fishercats. Started to turn things around a little bit, and you have gone out there and pitched. And when you pitch, you seem to pitch very well.
Yeah, I mean, we had a tough series prior to this one against Bowie. You know, obviously lost three close games, and you know, that happens, but looks like we're starting to turn it around, and it's obviously fun to watch, fun to be a part of that. Been fortunate this year, yeah, to be pitching pretty well so far, so just trying to keep the ball rolling there.
Now, you came to the Blue Jays, I believe it was, towards the beginning of last season, after being released by another team, and the Blue Jays decided to sign you on and have you pitch down in Dunedin. What's that like as a player, you know, wondering where the next step is going to be?
Yeah, it's a difficult transition. If you stick around the game long enough, everyone's going to get released at some point. So it's part of the game. And fortunately for me, the Blue Jays offered me a spot, and I jumped on that. And just happy and fortunate to be part of this organization right now.
Now, I spoke to another Smith who had been similarly released last year and picked up by the Blue Jays. And there are several of you guys who have had, you know, their starts with other teams like Luis Santos as well, who have signed on with the Blue Jays. Is there any sort of solidarity between the guys who have sort of seen that side of the game?
Yes and no. As I said before, kind of if you're in the game long enough, kind of everyone's got a story about how they've gotten to where they're currently at. So I wouldn't say that it's solely between guys who have come from prior organizations. I think everyone can kind of relate.
You've been having a fantastic season this year, and you were off to a great start last year when you, I think, were shut down due to injury. What are you doing this year? Is there anything different, or are you just really trying to continue the work that you had been doing last year?
Yeah, thanks. Kind of more or less continue what I've, what I was doing last year. My game's kind of built on fastball command, and just making sure that I'm executing that day in and day out. And like I said, fortunately, just been able to do that basically more consistently this year. And on top of that, I think my slider's gotten a little bit better this year, which has been kind of an added bonus.
Well, you said fortunately, as if you don't have anything to do with the fact that your fastball command is better this year. I'm sure there is something that you are doing that you can point to and say, my fastball command is better because of.
It's hard to say. It's a multitude of things. I think we have a lot of talk about what comes first, success or confidence, and there's kind of a back and forth there. So, I obviously like to think of myself as a confident pitcher, but, when you have some success, it's a lot easier to be confident out there. And I think with that, for me anyway, fastball command kind of goes hand in hand with that.
And you've been working with Vince Horsman for the past couple of years, and has he been able to instill that confidence in you?
Yeah, I mean, last year especially as a starting pitcher, we had, you obviously do a lot of side work in between with the pitching coach. So, whether it was mechanical stuff or just, my approach, just figuring out basically what kind of pitcher I need to be to get to the next level. I've kind of just learned what that is and going with that.
And do you have a preference whether it's starting or relieving?
No, really don't. obviously I've kind of nestled well into the bullpen now, so I'm enjoying that. But wherever the best opportunity lies, that's, you know, that's where I'll happily pitch.
Do you, I mean, I know some guys are like the sort of the one inning, come out and let it all go and just, you know, throw what they can for that one inning. Do you enjoy being able to get out there and throw more than one when you get the chance?
You know, it doesn't really make a difference to me, honestly, either way. To me, in the end of the day, it's pitching one way or the other, you know. Do you against the batter, make your pitches and try and get them out. So, you know, whether it's throwing two plus or just coming out for a couple batters, to me it doesn't really make much of a difference.
All right. And so tell me, what do you think of wearing a jersey with a picture of a dog on it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a dog lover, so I'm all about it. Kind of a goofy-looking uniform, but you get a lot of that in minor league baseball. So, you know, you can laugh at it and enjoy it, but, you know, at the same time, it's, you know, we all love the dog just as much as everyone else does, so.
Better or worse than the dog are Star Wars uniforms, better or worse?
You know, I don't know if I've ever had the chance to wear a Star Wars uniform. I'm a huge Star Wars fan, so I think I'd take the Star Wars uniform over the dog uniform.
All right, so what's your verdict on The Force Awakens?
I've only seen, you know, a tidbit of the teaser trailer or whatever, and I mean, I'm interested. If Star Wars is on the name of it, I'll probably watch it.
All right. And so we know you're a Star Wars fan. What else can you tell the audience, the listening folks out there, that maybe what do you do when you're home in the off season to, you know, pass the months before you have to get back to baseball?
A lot of things, you know, whether it's past off season, not a lot of weddings to go to, but primarily just hanging out with friends and family. You know, I'm usually away from someone, whether it's my fiance or my family. So as much time as I can spend with them, that's what I like to do.
We're going to leave you there. You guys have a nice road trip ahead of you. So good luck. And New Hampshire Fisher Cats have won 2 in a row. So let's hope we can make it a bunch more and turn the season around.
Thanks. Will do.
That's it for episode number 54 of the Blue Jays From Away podcast. I'd like to thank Jeremy Gabariski, Chris Smith, and Murphy Smith for joining me. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Jays From Away. Come on back soon and go Jays go. Raise up your hands.